Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, extending an endoscopy report on Teresa Turner, date of birth 2/23/1969. Date of procedure May 14, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, GO. Referring physicians, Dr. Ajoki Bemisil. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is GIM, Barrett's, history, personal history of colon polyps, history of rectal carcinoid. Indication. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is left in SVC, placed in left lateral position, staged for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Well lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view obtained at the cardia. Air was suctioned. A well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the small intestine until the scope was hub. Period. Careful examination was made of the small intestine, remnant stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal. Well lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal cecal valve and complex of folds. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, ascending colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 5-6, 1-2, two. Suboptimal report prep. Period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on the back wall. Sign the Z-line was irregular at 34 centimeters from pipe block, approximately 10 millimeters in length with two tongues of salmon-colored mucosa noted. Common biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation. And given the history of Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line. There was an approximately 6-centimeter gastric remnant. With some patchy erythema, common biopsies were obtained in the proximal and distal portions and separately for further evaluation and histology, as well as to rule out H. pylori. Next line. Gastric bypass anatomy was noted. The small bowel was unremarkable up until the area where the scope was hubbed. There was some looping noted, period. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. The prep was suboptimal to poor, Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 5-6, 1-2, 2. Period. On the right side, there was significant amount of fibrous material unable to be suctioned and was dependent in the area where there was noted to be a prior tattoo placement. Overall, that area appeared unremarkable. However, given the fibrous material, it was difficult to fully inspect this this area. That was obscured, period. There was approximately 8 millimeter SL descending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. A tattoo was noted in the rectal area from previous rectal carcinoid with no evidence of residual polyp noted.
Next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on mitral function that were non-bleeding. Next line.
Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat repeat endoscopy in 3 years for reevaluation of GIM and Barrett's esophagus. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year time, given the suboptimal support prep and history of polyps and rectal carcinoid, period. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.